Close to 20 million Americans live in mobile homes, most of them on rented lots at trailer parks and mobile home communities. In Florida, many trailer parks are being sold for redevelopment, and stunned residents are finding their homes worthless. Alan Tomlinson reports.
Reddington Shores is a beach resort on the Florida Gulf Coast near St. Petersburg. 80-year-old Jerry Jaron retired here 25 years ago. He paid $60,000 for a beautifully appointed double-wide home, one of 330 manufactured houses on a choice waterfront location.
See, we've got water going all the way up and down the bay side here. But as you can see here, this is a beautiful spot.
Homeowners here pay $425 a month in rent for the lots they occupy. Like most trailer park residents, Jerry Jaron and his neighbors own their homes, but not the land they stand on.
When I bought 25 years ago, I didn't even think about the idea that I didn't own the land. But now, of course, it's coming to the forefront because this is on the beach, across the street from the beach anyway, and it's a very valuable property.
The park is being sold for $28 million to a property developer who plans to build condos and townhouses here. The mobile homes will have to go. The problem is, these homes are mobile in name only. They haven't moved since the day they were trucked in from the manufacturer. Jaron says most are in no shape today to be transported to a new location.
And around here, so many of them are old, I'm not sure there are very many of them that you could even move.
What would happen if you tried to move some of these older properties?
Fall apart.
With the land literally sold from under them, the 300-plus retirees who bought here suddenly find their homes are worthless. 93-year-old Gertrude Hutchinson has been here over 30 years. She came first as a vacationer from Pittsburgh, paying $11,000 for her two-bedroom single-wide, then retired here to see out her days among old friends.
We never thought we were going to have to leave here till they carried us out.
For many, their retirement plans were built on the investment they made in these modest homes, homes that must now be abandoned and scrapped.
They're shell-shocked. It's like someone threw a grenade.
Don Hazelton is president of the Federation of Manufactured Home Owners of Florida, a state where one in every 10 homes was delivered on wheels, and 1.5 million people now live in them. But owners are putting the parks up for sale from the Panhandle to the Florida Keys and giving residents notice to move out. 2,000 people currently face eviction in one county alone. Florida real estate prices are heading upward as unprotected land for new development runs out. A planning official in a town where 8 trailer parks are being rezoned said owners are being offered incentives to sell or redevelop. Carlotta Turner has lived for 7 years in a park typical of those being targeted. It's a dilapidated community of 52 aging trailers shoehorned onto tiny lots on narrow potholed streets on the outskirts of St. Petersburg. It overlooks a nature preserve and will soon be replaced by luxury condos and a waterside restaurant.
And you can come out here in the evenings and the birds come out where you can feed them. I mean, you could see it's just gorgeous. I mean, I love it out here. And now, well, I'm losing, just because that we're poor now, they're taking the waterfront away from us because they want to upgrade everything and knock out the lower class people.
Federation President Don Hazelton says the parks are no longer the transient communities they once were. In many areas, they're the only source of affordable housing for young working families and retired people alike. The Homeowners Federation is pressing for a fairer deal for its members. Florida recently enacted legislation that compensates owners for part of the cost of relocating those homes that can be moved. Alan Tomlinson, NPR News.